by bolts in Shoreditch on two separate days earlier this month. The Met says an intelligence-led policing operation brought them to an address in the area last night and a potentially significant discovery. Here's our crime correspondent, Martin Brunt.
He was, according to police, carrying a knuckle duster and a bottle containing a substance. But when they searched his home, they found something perhaps more interesting, a crossbow, knives and other weapons.
Three Tory MPs have broken Ofcom's broadcasting rules on impartiality. The regulator investigated five different GB News programmes presented by Jacob Rees-Mogg, Esther McVeigh and Philip Davies. The EU's top diplomat has accused Israel of using starvation as a weapon of war by preventing humanitarian aid from reaching Gaza. Israel's rejecting the allegation from Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell, insisting Hamas is stealing supplies. Meanwhile, Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari says their forces have been targeting Hamas fighters at Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital.
All Hamas terrorists hiding in hospital. Surrender immediately. Medical facilities should never be exploited for terror. Hamas must be held accountable.
Vladimir Putin's described Russia's election results as an indication of trust and hope in him. His power grip's been extended for 6 years following a voting process described by the West as a sham. Britain's most decorated female Olympian says it's time to move on. Dame Laura Kenny, who'd been intending to compete at this year's Paris Games, has announced her retirement from professional cycling. And it's been confirmed a new mural of a tree on the side of a house in North London is a Banksy. The painting in Finsbury Park has already attracted a lot of attention from locals, saying they're proud and delighted. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Why can't Banksy come and paint on the side of my house? I suppose you've got to get the thing off, haven't you? I know that our very lovely sponsor on the events guy, John Brandler, is an expert on Banksy and has Banksys and has sold Banksys. And in fact, there was one that was on the side of a ship actually, that was on a beach, and there was a Banksy there, and it was actually getting the artwork off of it. I don't know how you would do it on the side of a house, really. I suppose it depends. If it's on brickwork, I don't know, you can't. Maybe if it's on plaster, maybe you could take it off. I don't know. It's very difficult, isn't it, to have a Banksy? Well, not difficult. I'd love one. I would love one. Yeah, there was one that John had in his it might have been a couple of years ago, which was like a circle. Lots of circles. It was a Banksy. It was really interesting, actually. I can't really describe it. It was multicoloured. I was like, oh, that looks... And I didn't realise. I was just having a look through and see what was on. I was like, oh, that's a lovely picture. Really, you know, as John always says, you need to buy art that you like, except I think it was quite pricey, but not as pricey as you would think, actually, because I think it might have been... might have been a limited edition, but yeah, he's an expert. If you ever want to pop into the shop and have a chat with John Brandler, he is an expert on Banksy and artwork and all that sort of thing. As I said, he's sponsoring our events guide at the moment, but he's such a knowledgeable guy, obviously, about art. And if you're ever looking to get into buying art or just want to know more, pop in and have a chat. He's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Now, I've got a track coming up by a band called Barbara, which is called Mein Fräulein, a little bit later, which is a first play. It's a single that they've got out at the moment, or a track they've got out at the moment. We'll be playing that in a while.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the temperature today, 15 degrees, pretty overcast, but hopefully we'll stay dry. You'll get a little bit more sunshine around about 4 or 5, 6 o'clock, poking through the clouds, and then overnight down to 9 degrees, and it will be dry tomorrow, 14 degrees, overcast. Tomorrow as well. Wednesday is the same. Thursday is looking the same. But fingers crossed you might get a bit of sunshine. But it's looking pretty mild, between 15 and 16 degrees for most of this week up until the weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, I mentioned them a second ago. This is a brand new track. It's by Barbara. You can find them at Barbara Band. I think Barbara the Band, they are actually on Instagram. And this is a brand new track called Mein Fräulein. And it's out now. Here's the band Barbara. Sporting Paul Weller on tour.
But it's the first thing you love, thing you notice. Me deserve, sleeping in late. Waking to a sweet smelling Galois face, breakfast in bed, offers her a glass of German wine. I'm sorry, my dear, it's a little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on the very end time.
You can find them at Barbara the Band on Instagram and also on Facebook as well. But they're everywhere. And that's called Mein Fräulein, which is out. And they're also supporting Paul Weller on tour. So that is out now. That's really good. Same sort of era is from Paul Weller is Duran Duran. Here they are with their current one, Black Moonlight.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Yeah.
ever be to you. It's a darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I'll put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. Ain't no regrets, no emotion, no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Here is Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. This is Underwater and it's doing brilliantly at the moment.
first played it at the end of last year, and it's all over the place.
in this world. Still never do. The rules and such never bothered you. You call the shots and they follow. I watch you steal from a distance and go back to my room. You'll never know. I want you. I want you, but now is the talk of the town.
I'm just trying to explain to Scott Ross, who obviously does pump tyres up at the petrol station, that I wasn't aware that when you put the bit on the bit to pump it up, you don't have to keep looking at the pressure, because it actually rings. You set the pressure, and then it will go off when it's hit it. It doesn't explode, and you end up with the tyre.
It doesn't explode, no.
You end up with the tyre about 18 times the size that it was. A bit like my gut at the moment. I must stop eating. I can't help it.
You
so hungry.
Worry.
Well, I am so hungry. I don't know what it is. I am very, very hungry. You know, you get days or weeks when you nibble it. I know this weather doesn't help, because it's not really salad or kind of like, you know, light food eating weather, is it?
No, not quite.
Mm.
But it's getting there. It's not been bad. It was 17 degrees the other day when I was driving around. I was quite surprised.
Yeah, it was nice. Then we've gone back to this again. And on that day, I actually felt a lot brighter. I think we've just got this thing in the UK, and I have noticed it, and you probably noticed it in your lifetime with the weather, that we seem to have a sunny day sometime in like May when we don't really want it. Then normally during the weekday in July, and then it's winter from August right the way through to April. It's just, there doesn't seem to be like an autumn, spring. It just seems to be like dull.
Well, it's been pretty dull recently, but
yeah, let's not talk about our shows. Let me talk about the weather. We do try our best here on Phoenix FM.
Well,
we do. But yeah, I don't know, the weather. Do you think the weather's changed in your lifetime or not?
Well, of course, it changes all the time. Yeah, I think it has. Whether it's changed dramatically, I don't know. I mean, you always get, you know, I can remember winters when we were snowed under for weeks on end, months indeed, in 62, 63. Wow. We had a lot of other bad winters that were really bad. Other times we'd had some blazing hot summers. And this year we've had a heck of a lot of rain, but we seem to be fairly fortunate. I hope that I'm not putting a risk.
You're done for now.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I lived in Dublin, didn't I, for 5 years, and it rained nearly every day.
Well, it would do over there.
It's just awful. I didn't realise till I moved out there. It was what the weather was like.
It doubles down on it.
And I was also, my window, I had a beautiful apartment there.
Yeah.
Three bathrooms.
Well, you need it for all that
water. I
did,
yeah, for all that water. Two bedrooms, and it was just lovely. It was a lovely apartment, but on the first night I got there, I heard a noise outside, and there were lovely windows that opened fully, or you could tilt them.
Yeah.
So I opened up the window, I was like, the hills are alive. It was in the middle of the city, actually, so there was no hills are alive.
Yeah.
And I was facing the door. My window on the first floor was opposite the door of the undertakers, where they brought the bodies in, around the back. So I could hear them singing. They were going, about 1 o'clock in the morning, I was like, oh, open the window, and I was like, oh no, I could see right into the back of the, sorry, shut the window.
So you sang out, the hills are alive, but nothing else is.
Yeah, but nothing else, yeah. In fact, the church I was behind is where the heart, I think, of St. Valentine is.
Oh, really?
It's a beautiful church, yeah, it's literally a stone's throw away. It was across the road, but amazing church inside.
Right.
Yeah, I've not been back, actually, all those years I lived over there.
You don't dare, kiss.
No, I mean, my boss...
No,
my boss,
you.
Unfortunately, died a few years ago. One of them did anyway, Sean, who was a real character. He was a great character. I don't think he was very old, actually, but
dear.
Yeah, he was, he basically built the Adelaide Square and Capel buildings.
Yeah.
These are all like multi-million pound buildings, and loads of stuff in Park Lane, properties that he bought. And yeah.
Well, the Undertaker was handy for him then.
Yeah, just a bit. We will go through what's coming up on your wonderful show.
When?
Well, I don't know, sometime. But you let you sit down. You've only just walked in.
I know.
I'm very worried about that award we've got on our desk. Because I tell you now, that award is an accident waiting to happen. We've got it's a beautiful award. Is it the Brentwood Business Awards?
It's Brentwood Business Awards, yes, sir.
Yeah,
2023.
That's it, 2023. We won an award. We're all very proud of it. But it is actually a piece of glass that's shaped like a weapon. And the top of it is like a spear. I just got a horrible feeling somebody's going to get impaled on it.
Can you imagine sitting on it? Yeah.
Anyway, why would you be doing that?
Well,
it's on the desk.
Well, only because somebody puts it on your chair and doesn't tell you when you come in and sit down. Plop, there we are.
Are you popping out of the studio any time in the next 10 minutes?
Probably. And be prepared to get an award.
From Miss Ward. Thank you very much. Right, let's play some more music. Broken Bear are back. This is called Awfully Civilized.
I found my peace. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mounts of the laws, great
that is Space with the Female of the Species. Now, this Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16-year-olds in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at any of our home fixtures in March at the Brentwood Centre Arena. And the next one is going to be this Friday, the 22nd of March, with Brentwood FC v Maldon and Tiptree. If you want to find out more, it's all the W's, brentwoodtownfc.co.uk.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And now there's plenty going on. Every Monday night you've got the open mic night at the Essex Arm in Worley in Brentwood, hosted by Kev Pickett from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are paid out on Sunday Sessions show every Sunday from 10am. So if you're a singer and you want to pop along, or you play keyboards or guitar, you can turn up, or backing tracks on your memory stick, just turn up and you can have a little sing song and enjoy a friendly and welcoming audience.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I asked you earlier for childhood memories. What childhood memories did you have of a special day out? We've got a little answer in from, let's have a little look here. I don't know why my screen's doing that, but never mind. I blame Scott Ross being in here because he's touching stuff. Right, so Joanne said, every year my nan and auntie would take us to the Royal Tournament. It was brilliant. I loved it every time. A shame it got cancelled. Did you do anything? Scott Ross, you're right, you've fallen over. What's going on? Are you there?
Yeah, we used to get taken to places in Sussex to see, old ruins. A bit like coming here.
I think we used to go out to, must have gone to like Brighton, but we used to go down to the coast. And as a kid, I think we went down to, my mum and dad used to take us down to Southend. And it was just such, I loved it. I mean, it was before the way it is now. I mean, it's very plush actually down by Southend now, parts of Southend, all that, all round there. Going up to Leon Sea's, lovely as well. And it used to be a little bit more, I say, rock and roll. And when you used to drive along the seafront, not saying my parents did, but there used to be like races down there because they didn't have the speed humps and stuff along the front, which has kind of lost its, you know, charm. And I think back in the 60s or 50s, there would have been like the mods and the rockers and stuff down there.
Well, that would have been the 60s. The 50s, not in the 50s.
Not the mods, the rockers, would it be?
Mods and rockers wouldn't have been around in the 50s, just in the
60s.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
What were the, is that rockabillies, are they?
Rockabillies?
Yeah, rockabillies with the big sort of hair and everything. But that was 50s, wasn't it?
No. They were teddy boys.
Oh, yes, that's it, with the big shoes.
Yeah, that's
did
right.
Did you have any big shoes, teddy boy? Did you get into, like, were you in a, like, you know?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't anything like that.
Yeah. And then you had the
skin... I was very staid.
And then you had the skinheads, didn't you? Sort of 70s as well. All the guys that used to shave their hair off and stuff like that. Yeah. With the green bomber jackets and the skinny jeans and DMs and things.
Fashion. DMs?
Dr. Martens.
Oh, thank you.
Very uncomfortable, by the way.
All right.
My friend bought a lovely pair of sandals by Dr. Martens. They're nice, but terribly uncomfortable.
Well, why haven't then?
No, I wouldn't bother. I can't even lift my feet as it is without putting a pair of those on. They're really heavy. I think for me, it's just being down by the coast and having fun days out. And once we went to Broadstairs, I did go there a couple of weeks ago and had a lovely time, actually.
Yeah.
It's still really windy down there, but I went with my whole family went. And all I remember, there's pictures of me just standing there really angry. And I was about 13. And I had a very short skirt on with flip-flops because I thought it was going to be a sunny day. And I was wearing my mum's shawl and just staring angrily at the camera because it was freezing. And it was freezing when I went down there the other week. I know it was in winter. Broadstairs is lovely if you want to go out for a day trip. But it was just cold.
Well, also the coast there faces north. So it would be a bit cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you are.
We need to go to Devon and get a nice cream tea.
If you come to Southend, it faces south.
I like South. I don't go there often, but I like going up a little bit where you've got the Rochester Hotel. Is it the Rochester?
I can't remember which
hotel.
Is that
towards Lee? I think it's more towards Lee, actually.
I don't know. Rochester.
Because you've got the
Hotel.
Cockle Sheds, haven't you, around there?
Oh, the Cockle Sheds are at Lee, yes.
That bit would be lovely to live on, but you've got no chance now. It'd be a phenomenal amount of money.
Well, it'd be very expensive, and also you do have to watch it a wee bit, because the clips have a habit of keep slipping. And also the... The Oldley itself often floods, so it's probably so it might be expensive to go there, but it's very expensive on the insurance, I would imagine.
Yeah, I did walk by and you go, I'd love to live here, and then you get all the people turning up going to the pubs, you're like, I don't think so. Do you like Lewis Capaldi?
I do.
He's got a song called Strangers.
Well, that's aimed directly at me, probably.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up with the sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts a mess and heads a blaze. The nights become the starts of days. And I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. All over again. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again.
Phoenix FM. Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billerique's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. It's not been too bad on the roads this morning. Let's have a little look here. We've got road closed due to Mercy Water repairs, Albert Street, both ways between the B186 Wally Hill and Queen Street. And that's also on Pastoral Way and Albert Street as well. That's the water works repair. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, but it normally always is. And round Shenfield, just going past the station. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. And if you're heading up towards the M11, there's no issues. You've got, looks like part of the road is closed. That's between Bentley and Fox Hatch. Which is the A128 in both directions. There will be diversions there. A12 as you're heading up towards Chelmsford. As I said last week as I was coming off, and I think that might still be the case, the first turn off for Chelmsford was you couldn't go that way. There was diversions up to Gallywood and then you had to cut through from Gallywood into the centre of Chelmsford. That might still be the same at the moment. It's not showing up on the map, but it wasn't showing up last week. So just be aware there are some diversions there where they're doing the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions, where they do the much needed road repairs and a speed limit of 40 miles an hour. Remember, there are some nighttime closures on the A12 as well. Again, they're always putting up those diversion signs as well. So you hastily writing stuff down over there?
You are.
Oh, what microphone? You're on that one? You don't have to. Oh, you can grab that microphone if you like. I'm going to turn it off. Have we said what's coming up on your show? Have you done it?
No.
Oh, right. I think we should we?
All right, by
hold
all means.
Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to put some background music on for you. This is Scott Ross. What's coming up on your show today?
Right, I thought you were going to put the music out to drown me out. Right, what have we got today? Well, we've got a couple of police stories, or involving the police at any rate. The first story involves a couple of women who propped up a man's dead body in the car and took him to the bank to withdraw his money. And then in the second hour, we're going to be hearing about the raid. this guy stole a caravan and drove it down the M1. And you might think, well, what's so interesting about that? Basically, because the driver was just 11 years old.
Getting younger, aren't I?
I know. There you are.
There you are. That's
all that and 2 hours of great music coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
And between 3 and 6, we've got the playlist.
We do.
And then coming after that will be Andy Gardiner.
At 6 o'clock.
Lovely. And then we've got Vixter as well, haven't we, coming up. And we've
Vixter
got
Cameron.
Yeah, so plenty more shows coming up. Check out the website, all the www.phoenixfm.com. And as I mentioned earlier, Keith interviewed Anne Hegarty, isn't it? From what's the... I've forgotten, gone for the
Chase.
That's it, The Chase. Yeah, she's brilliant. Do check out the interview. It was absolutely fantastic. He's a lovely guy, Keith, and a fantastic musician as well, but he's great on the radio. So it's a really good, really good interview.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I feel blessed that I'm now sitting on a seat which was earlier covered by the bottom of Anne Hegarty.
Oh dear. Anyway, moving swiftly on, let's play some Maroon 5. Here they are with Maps. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM.
I miss the taste of the sweet life. I miss the conversation. I'm searching for a song tonight. I was there.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Broken Star with Angel of Fake. New music on Phoenix FM. This is a first play.
Listening close, all those angels of faith intruding our lives, all the truth they take.
Thanks very much for listening today, and all the new music, including this one, Broken Star, Angel of Fake. I'll be back tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Scott Ross is up next.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.